Welcome to Busch Stadium in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the St. Louis Cardinals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ernie Banks. Batting sixth. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Hickman. Batting eighth. The center fielder, Adolfo Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fergie Jenkins. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Fergie Jenkins. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Lou Brock. Batting second. The center fielder, Kurt Flood. Batting third. The first baseman, Bobby Tolan. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Roger Maris. Batting fifth. The catcher, Tim McCarver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Mike Shannon. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Julian Javier. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dal Maxville. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Gibson. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Bob Gibson. And now, play ball. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Javier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood hits a fly ball into right field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tolan. The throw from Hundley and he is safe. Tolan steals second. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris takes first base on ball four. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Kessinger fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon strikes out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Maxville moves to second. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 1 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Adolfo Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is called out on strikes. One out. Fergie Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a fly ball into center field. Flood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 0 for 1 in the game. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a pop-up towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger misplays the ball. That's an error on Kessinger. Flood moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 0 for 1 in the game. McCarver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Flood scores. Maris moves to third. It's 1 to nothing, Cardinals. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 0 for 1 in the game. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Maris scores. McCarver moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2 to nothing, Cardinals. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 0 for 1 in the game. Javier hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McCarver scores. Shannon moves to third. It's 3 to nothing, Cardinals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Maxville hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jenkins fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gibson juggles the ball. That's an error on Gibson. Santo moves to second. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley strikes out. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Maxville fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Al Spangler now playing right field. Jim Hickman now playing center field. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 1 in the game. Gibson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 2 in the game. Brock hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Flood strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler takes first base on ball 4. Willie Smith pinch hits for Fergie Jenkins. Willie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spangler moves to third. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spangler scores. Smith moves to second. It's 3-1, Cardinals. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon juggles the ball. That's an error on Shannon. Smith moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan fields it and throws to home to get Smith. Kessinger moves to third. Beckert moves to second. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kessinger scores. Beckert moves to third. Williams moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Cardinals. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Rich Nye now pitching. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a line drive towards third. Santo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley is called out on strikes. One out. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. Hickman takes first base on ball 4. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a pop-up towards short. Maxville settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rich Nye is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nye hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Shannon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Maxville is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 3, and the Cubs 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 3, Cardinals, 3. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Santo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0 for 2 in the game. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 3 in the game. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 3 in the game. Banks strikes out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 3 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Tolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hickman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Tolan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Maris bunts towards the mound. Nye juggles the ball. That's an error on Nye. Tolan moves to second. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver strikes out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Javier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tolan scores. Maris moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Cardinals. Dal Maxville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxville is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Maxville hits a fly ball into right field. Spangler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Spangler hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 4, Cardinals, 4. Dignan pinch hits for Rich Nye. Dignan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nan strikes out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan scoops it up and throws to first, with Gibson covering, for the out. Two outs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Phil Regan now pitching. Bob Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 0-for-3 in the game. Gibson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0-for-4 in the game. Brock strikes out. One out. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Gibson moves to second. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Tolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. McCarver settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 4 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Javier fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shannon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Santo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Cardinals 4. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 4 in the game. Hundley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hickman bunts towards the mound. Gibson fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Spangler is walked intentionally. John Upham pinch hits for Phil Regan. John Upham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upham strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hundley scores. Spangler moves to third. Kessinger moves to second. It's 5-4, Cubs. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a pop-up towards first. Tolan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Bill Stoneman now pitching. Johnny Edwards pinch hits for Dal Maxville. Johnny Edwards is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Edwards hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Edwards reaches second base with a double. Ron Davis pinch runs for Johnny Edwards. Phil Galliano pinch hits for Bob Gibson. Phil Galliano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galliano bunts towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to third. One out. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 0 for 5 in the game. Brock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Davis scores. It's Cubs, 5, Cardinals, 5. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Brock moves to second. Jack Lomaby now pitching. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Brock moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Tolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolan is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Tolan takes first base on ball four. Roger Maris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maris is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Maris hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Dick Schofield now playing shortstop. Joe Horner now pitching. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tolan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 3-for-5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Santo hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-5 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball towards left. Brock catches it and throws to second to double up Santo, who tagged up and tried to advance to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tim McCarver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCarver is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McCarver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Shannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shannon is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shannon strikes out. Hundley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Shannon out. Two outs. Julian Javier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Javier is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Javier hits a fly ball into center field. Hickman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Cardinals 5. The Cubs will come to bat. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hundley bunts towards third. Shannon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hickman bunts towards the mound. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. Hundley moves to second. One out. Al Spangler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spangler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got one RBI. Spangler strikes out. Two outs. Lee Elia pinch hits for Jack Lomaby. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hundley scores. It's 6-5, Cubs. Jose Arcia pinch runs for Lee Elia. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 3-for-6 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Arcia moves to second. Ron Willis now pitching. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Beckert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shannon fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Cardinals 5. the Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Arcia now playing center field. Joe Niekro now pitching. Jim Hickman now playing right field. Dick Schofield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schofield strikes out. One out. Orlando Cepeda pinch hits for Ron Willis. Orlando Cepeda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cepeda hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Brock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brock is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Brock strikes out. Two outs. Kurt Flood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flood is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Flood hits a fly ball into center field. Arcia settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 6, and St. Louis Cardinals, 5. Goodbye from Busch Stadium in St. Louis.